Terry.
And this is the Monday Mindset Podcast,
where we share things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 70.
So this week, Daisy and I thought we would do something a little different. So in the past, we've done a few episodes where we reflect back over the last 10 episodes or so. And this time we thought, instead of doing that, we would just share some thoughts, experiences, laughs, and reflections about the whole process of doing this podcast and what this past, it's been almost a year and a half now of doing this. So we thought we would share some things with you all.
Yes. And of course, there are endless frustrations for me as the editor. I get very annoyed with your squeaky chair. We did talk about when we first started the podcast, because we know how many people like video these days and how many podcasts out there have the video of the podcast on YouTube. And we did talk about it, didn't we? The possibility of recording video at the same time. But we both decided it probably wasn't a good idea. And having obviously heard behind the scenes, I think it's definitely not a good idea.
It's definitely not a good idea. Because I don't think listeners really understand how much editing you do. Folks, Daisy is like a masterful editor because we fumble around. There are these weird pauses. We talk over each other. You know, my squeaky chair. She has seagulls in the background.
Bets.
Bets is snoring.
Now in my urban environment, there are all sorts of noisy neighbor noises.
Or I can't figure out what thing I want to share next and I start peeling off a few expletives. So I am always shocked when the actual episode comes out because I can't believe she gets something that sounds so coherent from the 45 minutes, hour and a half conversation that we had while recording that episode. So you all would not want to see this live on YouTube.
There would potentially be some funny outtakes. I've done the odd recording, haven't I? Well, I've taken a snip that's quite funny and I've done a little outtake for the lovelies. But no, I think overall, there would be so much editing required of the video as well.
Yes.
That it would just, one, be endless amounts of work, and two, not actually be that great for the people at home anyway.
Absolutely. As we speak right now, I'm working very hard to not move in my chair because I have a chair that squeaks and it swivels. And if I move at all, it will squeak. And so sometimes when we record, I actually sit on the couch because that doesn't make noise. But then I have to contend with a dog poking me or jumping in my lap or something. So our dogs and, for Daisy, cats are often interference that we have to navigate while doing these recordings.
Yes, and I wondered, we had massive tech problems. We were supposed to be recording last night. Huge tech problems your end with your laptop, but Bets was snoring particularly loudly, wasn't she?
She was.
But this evening she's very, very quiet and she's right next to me as well, so she's not performing on demand. But sometimes I'm editing, I think it's the latest episode of Keto Woman where there's this gentle snoring all the way through.
It can be our background noise, Daisy. It kind of lulls people into that sleepy space while hearing a dog snore. I think we could use this to our benefit.
I think as quite a picky podcast listener myself, there are some noises that I get extremely irritated by, but the gentle rumbling of a dog snoring, I don't think would bother me too much.
For example, Daisy does not like it when I hold on to a pen and click it while recording.
We have one of my biggest bugbears.
We have had to stop a couple of times to correct that situation.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? what's that noise?
I look like the guilty kid in a candy store. I'm like, what? I'm not doing anything. And then I realize that I'm doing something that's making noise, or I'm clicking or moving something.
And your dogs are funny. Grace is the one that always makes me laugh because for such a small, innocent looking dog, she has a very loud bark when she wants something done.
And she's very demanding. Yes. To be honest, the people that don't know us very well, Daisy and I say we're going to record an episode, but we end up talking for about an hour or an hour and a half first before we even get to the point of recording. And so, unfortunately, I still have not mastered the timing of when we get on our call because I think, oh, I've got plenty of times. The dogs don't need to go out. It's not time to eat yet. They'll be great. And then all of a sudden, we're here 3 hours in and Gracie starts demanding food. Gracie starts demanding going outside. So I think our time management in our recording also conflicts with Gracie's time management of potty breaks and dinner.
Yes, we could do with working on that. We occasionally get strict and we get very good about recording first, but I would say 9 times out of 10, that is not what happens.
And sometimes in the beginning, we were, I think, a little more efficient with it because every time we would record, we would do 2 episodes. And for us as people recording these, it throws us off every once in a while. And sometimes it helps us because let's say, for example, we record Daisy's episode where she's sharing something. And then as soon as we finish that, we start mine. And I can say, well, Daisy, remember when last week when you said this? And the real reason I remember it is because she just said it 5 minutes ago. So sometimes when we record more than one episode at a time, it actually makes it easier for me to remember what we've talked about.
Yes, same. We're both like that, aren't we? Because then, of course, we have the backlog of ones that we've recorded, which are out of sync with what's coming out. And then I'm chasing you for social media, obviously, for the one that's coming out. But that could be one that we recorded 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, depends how ahead of ourselves we've got. And neither of us can remember. We sort of got this bubble of time. Mm-hmm. So like you say, when we go one after another, it's helpful for remembering what it was about because we're both like, what was that episode about again? And I have the advantage, of course, because I've just edited it. Mm-hmm. So I've been reminded.
And I'm completely clueless. Daisy will say, hey, I need your social media post for episode 66. And it was one that we recorded last week or 2 weeks ago. And I have no clue what it was. And then I have to go through, was that Daisy's episode or mine? Because if it was mine, maybe I have my notes somewhere. And then the really strange thing this last time, I couldn't remember one that I needed to give you social media for, Daisy. And I went back and found the audio recording. But again, something that if you're just listening to a podcast in this example, you wouldn't know. But technically, Daisy and I record separately. And then the masterful editor puts those together. And so I had to sit and listen to just my half of a conversation for a few minutes to find out what topic I had covered in that episode. It was quite a painful process just to get to that information. But so there are all kinds of things that I've learned in this past almost year and a half about just how things happen. And I am so not technologically savvy. So it's a really good thing that Daisy's really good at this. But even just, I should maybe keep a chart somewhere that tells me what topics we've covered, what episodes. So when Daisy says, oh, let's do a looking back episode, I have to like go back and look at all of the past 10 or 12 episodes and refresh my memory. So Daisy's got a really good working memory. She will hold on to something. She will remember details of a book she read 4 years ago and wants to talk about now. I have to have it almost immediately having gone through my mind, or I'm going to speak in very broad generalizations. So I've learned some things about myself in this process as well.
Oh, I'm not very good at specific details. I'm that kind of person who says, well, you remember that thing that was kind of about that thing, and it was that whatchamacallit bloke who did this, who was in that film, you know, from the other year that was about, you know, I can't remember exactly what, but
I don't know, Daisy.
I'm often like that. Neither of us have great memories, though. We used to make each other laugh all the time when we first started recording. We intentionally wanted quite a short introduction. We didn't want it to be too lengthy. I'm sure a lot of the people at home, I've certainly done it with these people who have a really long introduction, quite often have some adverts. You just skip through all that stuff. You don't listen to it. So we wanted to keep it short, as the podcast is quite a short form. And we have like, what, two or three lines each maximum? Could we remember that? We had to write our scripts out. And if we didn't have it in front of us, we'd invariably get it wrong. Now, of course, we just use a standard one, actually, for some of it. So we don't even have to remember it anymore.
And Daisy, do you remember in the beginning, even before we got to that part where we would forget what to say? And again, folks, we're talking about we each had one sentence to say. And then I would say, oh, I don't remember how I usually say it. Is it these words or these words? And I'd actually have to go look for it. Again, one easy sentence. But even prior to getting to that, remember we would both say, and this is Monday Mindset Podcast. And we would try to say it at the same time. And then you asked that we say it separately so you could blend it.
Yeah, because we used to just put each other off and try and match the other one and it wouldn't work. So it's, nope, just do it separately.
But then I tried to match you. So you would say, Monday Mindset Podcast. And then I would say, Monday Mindset Podcast. Like I was trying to get your same rhythm and you were the one that could hear how off it was while you were editing. But yeah, we've come a long way from some of those early logistics.
And then, of course, we just make each other laugh because we get into such a way of saying it the same sort of way every time. And then a friend of mine said that her husband listened to it and said that we sounded like late night radio DJs. So, of course, that just sort of built a stereotype in my mind. You won't know the sketch I'm referring to. I'll have to send you a There must be a clip on YouTube or something. And I see, this is me. See, I can't remember the details. I can't even remember the show that it came from. But they were called Smashy and Nicey. And they were very typical late night Radio 2 style DJs. And so it's always just made me think of that. So we just have fallen into these sort of cliched, stereotypical, and we make each other laugh as we come out with it because sometimes we try to change it a bit.
And then I always just imagine you get to have a second laugh when you go back and listen to it to edit it. And then that's usually when she makes the funny outtakes and shares them. And then I'm laughing hysterically. Oftentimes those are even funniest because it's like one of us can't pronounce a word and we try three times. And by the time we're done, we're swearing and the other one's cracking up or just a total miss of a word that we say or a concept that we totally just are so off in trying to say and just start cracking up.
There are some funny bits that I leave in sometimes, you know, for that reason. But a lot of them, yeah, it's just usually us going off on a bit of a swearing tirade, which I'm not sure would be completely fitting.
That's a different podcast that we could do.
So if anyone's wondering if a video of the podcast is going to be something that's coming soon, we can assure you it isn't.
It will not. Another thing that this brings up for me, Daisy, is every once in a while I get an invitation to be on a different podcast or part of a summit. And when they invite me and they say it will be recorded video and audio, and then I ask, will it be edited? And they say, no. It strikes panic in me because I'm like, I can't do this without Daisy fixing everything I say. This won't work. And I was doing a summit recording with the woman running the summit. And it was side by side screenshots of us. So the video and the voice. And I just remember having to focus so hard to not say every 2 seconds in my sentences, to finish a thought before I said something else, to not stumble on my words quite so much. It was such an effort because, again, I just have this really cushy experience with you that you just fix everything that I do. So those that actually record it or just publish it as it was originally done, that is very tough for me. So I appreciate your editing so much.
Yeah, I do understand that feeling because I have that same panic. I haven't been on many podcasts, and I think at least 50% of the ones I've appeared as a guest, I've actually worked it so that I do the editing.
Smart.
It's amazing how many people, when you offer to do the editing for them, bite your hand off. So that works well for me. So I understand that panic. I think it gives me good empathy with my guests on Keto Woman, though, because most of the people who come on Keto Woman haven't been on podcasts before and understandably get really nervous. So I think it helps that I completely understand how nervous they get, because I've done the same thing myself. I'm absolutely terrified when I'm in that position. But yes, I would like to get better. And I read a while back about what it is to be a good podcaster. And a good practice is to, at least for a given period, to do that recording it live, or at least to insist that you record it in one take, because you will get better at doing it when you know there's no editing, when you know there's no doing it over. And I can see the logic behind it, but yeah.
It's like when you know you can't be so sloppy, you can be neater, but ooh, I don't know that I would like it.
No, it's a lot easier with the edit.
One of the things I've realized, one, is it changes how I listen to podcasts now, because I don't just willy-nilly listen. Sometimes I do, but you know, I kind of intentionally choose. But I've also started to notice so much that someone who's got a new book out, or someone that's just kind of hot in the self-help or entrepreneurial media or something, you'll find them on 5 or 6 podcasts around the similar time. And it's always tempting for me to feel like I need to listen to all of those, versus the recognition that they're similar conversations. They will be a little bit unique depending on who's interviewing them. But that whole thing about feeling like maybe I'm not going to capture the right message and I better go listen to more. Wait, maybe I should listen to that again. And I actually think our episodes are better when they're not so, when I don't do so much scrutinizing of that.
No, same. I have a tendency to make too many notes and for it to be too scripted. There's that balance, isn't there? And I find it difficult going between the two of making too many notes and it sounding a bit too scripted, and having just the, you know, the bullet points, if you like, and then talking off and around those points, which is much more natural. It would be much more the conversation we'd have if we weren't recording. But then I don't feel like I can rely enough on my memory to remember all the bits that need to go in. So yes, I'm still struggling to find that balance between the two. It helps when it's a subject like the week when we talked about Gretchen Rubin and 4 Tendencies. That was a lot easier for me because it was a subject that I was very familiar with. So I could go a lot more off plan with that.
I compare it a little bit. For me, it's kind of like telling a story. I have a little bit of a ADD tendency, and so I'll know where I want to get in the story, and I'm kind of lining it up in my head of how to tell you the story, but all of a sudden I realize I forgot an important detail that would help this part of the story make sense, and so then I circle back, and then I say, oh, wait a minute. So this and this, and I go back and keep filling in, and that's how I feel like if I don't have some structure to what I plan to say, I'm going to have to keep hopping back and say, oh, wait, I forgot. They said this really important thing that makes this all make sense. So, yeah, I think both you and I, you know, we talk about that sometimes, how it's challenging to figure out the right balance of being well prepared and having a lot written down so that we know what we want to talk about versus just reading from what we wrote down. And it's kind of a joke I think, for the listeners that they don't get to see this part, but I'll say, okay, Daisy, this time I have 4 bullet points, so we're just going to go with it. And then Daisy will raise a paper, or actually like 4 pages of outline with detailed notes front and back. I'm like, oh my gosh. So when we say this is a short form podcast, we really intend it to be, but sometimes when you take 4 to 8 pages of notes, it's hard to do that in a short period of time, but it's been fun kind of learning to navigate that together.
That's right. And of course, you also get, I think we're both like this, where, oh, that didn't go like I planned it to go. And I sort of thought things in my head that I forgot to say, and it wasn't anywhere near as good as it was in my head. And, oh, that was awful. Maybe we need to think about doing it again. And then it goes out and you get completely different feedback from the people who are listening to it. Mm-hmm. So ones that you think people will like, they don't necessarily like. And ones you think, oh, people aren't going to like that. And they do. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that, you know, everyone likes different things. Everyone finds different things interesting. So I guess that's what we do. We just keep putting different things out mm-hmm. and hope that there's somebody out there who will enjoy something they come across every week.
So Daisy, as you think about moving forward, anything you want to do differently or ideas you have about, do we keep doing the same things we're doing? Do we make some changes or anything?
I think we always worry that we're going to run out of material, but that certainly doesn't seem to have been a problem. And I think both of us have probably revisited similar themes coming at slightly different angle. And even, I mean, I came back to James Nestor, didn't I? Talking about almost the same thing, but he was talking about it in a slightly different way. So I can't think of anything really to change other than things I would like to improve about the way I work. Like we were just talking about finding that balance between taking too many notes and talking a bit more off the cuff, and maybe working towards making a bit less editing for myself at the end. I take a lot more editing than you do.
Oh, that's good to know.
What about you, Terry?
I think one of the things, again, maybe similar to you, I don't think there's necessarily something that I feel like isn't working and we need to switch it up and do it this way. I think it's more things that I need to remember or be open to doing differently. Like sometimes I put pressure on myself, like it's got to be a new topic that, you know, hasn't been discussed everywhere. And again, it's often the topics that are discussed everywhere that are really popular and go really well. So I think I need to continue to kind of lighten up in my expectations of if it's interesting to me, then it's worth sharing. And yeah, listeners may not love every episode, but to stop agonizing over it, because then what happens is I postpone listening with the intent of what I'm going to do for this podcast. The other thing that you and I have talked about is, for me now, listening to podcasts is a different experience, because everything I listen to is a little bit with in mind, is that one I could do for Monday Mindset? Is this one I want to share? And then I'll pick one and I'll think, oh, this is going to be great. And I'll listen to it. And I get so bogged down in the detail of it that I'm like, okay, I can't possibly do that one. Let me find another one. So it has really affected how I listen to podcasts in a positive way. If anyone remembers in one of our review episodes, we were talking about some of our other favorite podcasts that we like to listen to that aren't ones that we talk about on here. At the time, I was really enjoying the podcast My Favorite Murderer. And every now and then, I get a little bit punchy and I want to do one of our topics from the just kind of poking holes in the theory kind of way. Like, oh my gosh, this person is saying that sleep is really important. Like, what about this? What about the fact that I need to stay up until 3 o'clock because I'm playing, you know, Match 3D on my phone and I have to get to that next level? Every once in a while, I just think it would be funny to do one that is completely poking at whatever the topic is. I doubt that we'll do that.
We should maybe find a podcast episode on something that we completely disagree with.
Oh, no.
So that we can be sharing it in a bad way.
I think we're going to get ourselves in trouble if we do that, Daisy.
But yes, I sometimes have to remind myself, going back to the original premise, when you get into that sort of frantic scrabbling around because you haven't just listened to something that you've just thought, oh, I need to tell Terry about that. You know, that was the original premise, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Because that's what it was born out of, was just us sharing with each other things that we'd read or listened to.
Well, folks, it sounds like we're just going to keep doing the same thing we do. So hopefully that's working for you.
We're always happy to hear feedback, though. So, you know, if there's something that you thought of that you'd particularly like us to do, well, you know, find us on social media and send us a message. We'd love to hear it.
And one more support for why this will never be video is right now I am watching Daisy's cat on the countertop behind her, which she cannot see. And the cat just did a great yoga cat pose and is now just checking out what else to do in the kitchen. So again, no video.
Might even be able to hear her, actually. There were a few meows. She sometimes does come through. Cat meows have a tendency of poking through. Cat meows, and that was her. That's Mimi. And Bette's snoring. She's turned the volume up a little bit. But I do have quite a good mic that doesn't pick up too much surround sound, which is handy. But the other problem that I have is that I'm a bit echoey, and that's because I've got these beautiful high ceilings. But when I move down to the room downstairs where my study spare bedroom will be, it should be a lot better.
And again, something that you edit out masterfully every time is when one of us is right in the middle of making a really good point, and then all of a sudden you have to yell at one of your animals who is misbehaving. So it's like, oh yeah, Daisy, and then they said this, no sir, Koa, down. Yeah, those are, I'm sure, fun editing moments.
They are. I often, because of course you miss out on that because you don't get to hear all the bits that I cut out. Mm-hmm. And yes, they quite often make me chuckle a lot. So that's a fun side of the editing process for me.
Absolutely. So hopefully you've had a little bit of fun walking down our processing lane here. And as we just highlighted, we're going to keep doing the same format. If you have feedback, as Daisy said, we're always open to ideas. If you have topics you would enjoy hearing about, or specific books or people or anything like that, we're open. So we hope you enjoyed this, and we just look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, Terry, I hope you have a very wonderful week, and everyone at home.
You too, Daisy. Bye-bye.
See you next time.